Numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Welcome, everyone, to the magical world of numbers. Yet again, I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm a professional esoteric numerologer, an ancient tarot card interpreter, and a student of astrology. And I'm delighted to be with you one more time in the magical world of numbers. You know, each week, I think of you when I'm coming to visit you, and I think of how I can help you to get as excited as I get excited when knowing what numbers actually represent and how they can decode, if you will, your human being experiences, I love visiting with you. So I hope you have your pencil and paper ready, because you know, if you've been with me all these weeks that we've been visiting the magical world of numbers, I give you lots of information with the sole intention of empowering you to the magic of knowing what these numbers mean. Remember, numbers have no power. And numbers are not what you're writing down on your paper right now. Those are numerals. I'm talking to you about the abstract meanings behind the numbers that was given to us thousands of years ago by highly evolved spirit beings whose work has been transmitted down through the ages. Like many belief systems, many philosophies, it has trickled to us here in the magical world of numbers each week, and I am going to share with you. This week also, we're going to open up the phone lines in the second half of the show so you can call in. You have to wait, though, because I want to give you some information. And if the phone keeps ringing, I tell you folks, quite honestly, I forget what I'm talking about. So let's wait until about halfway through our visit and the phone numbers that you need to call in to speak to me are on the homepage of BBS Radio, and they're all toll-free numbers. And what I'm going to do when you call in is give you just a brief, I mean folks, brief understanding of the year that you were in your 9-year cycle, maybe what your age tells me, maybe anything else that pops in. Just about a minute or so reading. And then we will try to keep it at that so that we can get as many callers in as possible. And each week, know that I will try to open up the phone lines unless I have something I just have to talk to you about the whole time I'm on the air with you. My website, Elizabeth Summers, summerslikethesearch.com, homepage tells you all about numerology and gives you some understanding of the numbers 1 through 9 that are used in what is called Western numerology. I choose to talk to you about Western numerology when we visit, because it's more practical, it's easier to understand, it's less esoteric, if you will, and it's more human in its number interpretations. But when I do my big readings that you can find out about on my website under readings and channelings, then I really get into some heavy duty, deeper Chaldean system number codes, which is just like a whole different ballgame that takes me down into the soul's memory bank. And we bring in astrology, and I bring in tarot cards to a large extent. So by all means, do check out my website, ElizabethSummers.com. And while you're on that homepage, on the left-hand corner, is a little box that talks about my monthly newsletter, and May is getting ready to come out. It comes to you free, I mean totally free, through your email. Just click on that contact button and say, sign me up, Elizabeth. Love your show. We'll get you even a faster response from Elizabeth. And we are putting you then in the database for our monthly email announcements, newsletters. We have a very important astrological situation starting in June. I always help my clients understand that. So by all means, go ahead. Just sign up for my newsletter. If you're interested in learning about your own numbers and learning about numerology on that same website, you can order for yourself a workbook, a fun, colorful, but very insightful workbook that I have put together especially for beginners. For beginners, easy to understand. And you can order that right on the website, and then you will know a lot more than what I'm able to share with you each week. And so there you have it, ElizabethSummers.com. And you know, last week I was talking to you in a part of the series that's going on here for several weeks, talking to you about birthday numbers and how important birthday numbers are. People think, oh, you know, it's my birthday and, you know, this and that. Well, birthday numbers introduce you as a soul to a whole new year of issues and themes and experiences in your nine-year cycle of life experience. So your birthday is important for that issue, and that's a biggie. But your birthday also is very important because it gives you insight about your temperament, about your personality. Well, you say, well, you know, Elizabeth, I know about my personality. Oh, really, do you? There are pros and cons of personalities. And wouldn't it be just helpful for you to have an understanding from a numerological point of view of your partner's birthday personality, what that number means, and maybe your children, and maybe your grumpy dumpy boss that you're working with, or the fellow next door who just gets up at 6 in the morning and mows the lawn. It's interesting to know the personality numbers of any given person, and some personalities are compatible with each other, and some are not. So last week, we started to talk about the birthday number of a four. The birthday number, your temperament, is very powerful and is a very powerful influence in your life, like a big shower, like a big summer shower that's just flooding down on you energetically, influencing your life to some degree between the ages of 30 and 55 years of age. When you get past 55 years of age, your birth year kicks in as a more potent influence in your life. The two exceptions to what I just said, as far as one stopping and the other one starting, is if your birthday number is the 11th or the 22nd. If you were born on the 11th of the month or the 22nd of the month. Now, there we have an issue of someone who has extremely, almost too much for the human condition to bear, quite frankly. There we have a temperament number that goes all the way through the lifetime. Goes all the way through from beginning to end as a major influence. And today we're going to talk about the birthday number 22. But first let's just review some of the pertinent general characteristics of the number four birthday number. Pencils ready. Generally speaking, someone who has the birthday number 4, whether it's 4, 13, 4, 22, 4, 31, 4, 4 is a 4 is a 4. They have a really strong desire for two things, stability and security. And people who have a 4 birthday number believe in strong foundations in their life. They're very practical. They're very reliable. People consider them the salt of the earth. They are the steady workers who will just stick to a job until it's done. They finish what they start. Now, sometimes those with a number 3 birthday number start a lot of things and don't finish. So if you have someone who's in a relationship, a 3 and a 4 in a relationship, you can see where they could drive each other back. Because one starts and doesn't finish. And the other one is quite sticky wicked about starting and finishing and in an organized way. And that could cause a little bit of temperament issues between the two of them. The number 4 temperament in general is very honest, very fair, does not like to break rules. Now keep in mind all of these characteristics, because when we get to the number 5, we're going to be dealing with the opposite end of the lollipop here. The key word for the number 4 temperament is self-discipline. Hardworking, very practical, does not like change. Change about anything. Changing furniture, changing wall color, changing vehicles. Why should we change a vehicle? This one's running okay. So it's 14 years old. It's still running okay. They just don't like change. They're like the little mighty oak trees. And in their life, they have to learn to be bamboo, go with the flow. The number 4, 13, 4, 22, 4, 31, 4 is like a ladder, like the rungs of a ladder. 4 is the bottom rung, and then we move up to a different step on the ladder, with the 13, 4, that has kind of some additional influences to it. Still a 4, still the basic 4, still on the same ladder. But the double numbers give it an additional wrinkle. So everything that I'm telling you about the basic number 4 applies to the other 3 birthday numbers. And the other 3 birthday numbers, though, have some additional issues as part of its personality. The 4 is very conservative, frequently will get itself involved in religious beliefs that are very structured, that have rules and regulations. They're very organized. They love their home. They love roots. They're the ones that will go investigating genealogy because it gives them roots, if you will. Home, family, country are very major to them. The best occupations, and here's another reason why knowing the interpretation of a person's birthday number is so important. Because the birthday number is part of a bigger formula in numerology that gives, when we add our month, day, and year of birth together, in that formula, we achieve the most important understanding of our purpose in a whole lifetime. And your temperament gives insight as to your purpose here, But it gives insight as to the careers that your temperament is most conducive, most comfortable with. And so, having said that, the number four temperament is good wherever there is methodical skills required. Construction abilities go with the number four. These are the handymen. These are the folks that you want to either have in your family, if it's not you, or have a neighbor that you can make an apple pie for as long as he or she, because I've known some fabulous women who could build houses as well as any other guy. So, because there always has to be an energy exchange in the universe in some fashion, it's not all about money. Just be sure that anyone that you ask to wield a screwdriver in your house or a hammer or do this and that and the other thing, in justice, be sure you offer them something in return. Give them soup. I'm a big soup maker. I always have jars of soup. So I don't usually have too much trouble when I need something done around the house or around the office. As an exchange, my friends don't want money from me, but they will line up to take jars of my soup home. No, I'm not Mrs. Campbell's soup. And so be sure there's an energy exchange for our mechanical, methodical little people here who are good at construction. They don't necessarily have a wild and crazy sense of humor. Their sense of humor can be a little off the wall. So these are not the slapsticky, getting up in front of your face, silly, silly kind of little sense of humor people. They need to be sure that they allow themselves time to rest, to relax, to lighten up, have some fun, sing, dance, get a little loosey-goosey. They really have to learn to exchange, to accept change, and to just put more fun in their life because, folks, these are the workaholics in life. Now, what if your person's birthday number is a 13-4? The number 13 in tarot cards is the death card. And before anybody kind of freaks out there whose birthday number is the 13th, the death card in tarot cards has had a bad rap. Someone just started a bad publicity campaign about the number 13 a couple centuries ago in order to keep illiterate people under their political thumbs, religious and political thumbs. The death card, the number 13, is the 13th card in a deck of 78 tarot cards that folks are just cardboard pictures, but the symbols on there are what the meanings have value. The death card is a card of transition. It's a card of out with the old, creating space in your life for the new to enter in. So it's a card of growth. It's like cleaning out the pantry big time because you know you're going to some big box store in about a week and buy it in big and you need some room on the shelf to put all the new stuff. But as a soul, when the soul chooses, and we all choose our birthday numbers before we're born, when a soul chooses to be born on the number 13 day, that means that that soul, as a personality, as a temperament, in this lifetime, will create situations that will let go of. There will be a personality death of the old human being experiences that it has memories of, and a whole new personality, more lighthearted, more fun, because that little three in there is a little play. It's a little fun baby. And maybe in another lifetime it was too fearful, too stodgy, too strict, too this and that and the other thing. So the number 13 says, my personality is going to go through major transformational change in this lifetime from the beginning to the very end. Well, we won't even recognize our personality. So someone who has a 13 temperament, birthday number, is really down to earth and, again, is a very hard worker. But they're a little bit more adaptable. Interestingly enough, they have good managerial skills. They have a good business mind. And they really could succeed very quickly in areas maybe that are connected to building, like construction or architecture, advertising, because that three in there says they're good talkers, real estate, because they're good at their voice at selling. So real estate is a good occupation for a 13 birthday number. They're very organized, and they kind of excel, interestingly enough, in areas, in fields, in careers that require detailed statistical expertise. The number 13 is a great lover of family, of tradition. Again, see, not too loosey-goosey. These are those roots, family and tradition. They're just kind of a natural organizer. That three in there, even that one in there, both of those are numbers of creativity. One and three are numbers of creativity, of inventiveness. So the 13 birthday number temperament's very creative. It's very energetic. It's really well-disciplined. They may have some health problems. There may be some health problems, particularly with the back, with the skeletal structure of the body, and the lower back. And so just be aware that quite possibly health problems, bone problems, structural problems, this kind of goes with all the fours, quite frankly, the fours, has to do with the skeletal structure of your life, of your finances, and therefore is mirrored energetically in your skeletal structure. The 13-4 kind of needs to avoid appearing dominating, kind of dictatorial, stubborn, even kind of warlike, picking fights. I knew someone who had a 13 birthday number who was someone who picked fights all the time and was so bellicose, was so belligerent, that they got kicked off that roller derby game that used to be out where people are, you know what I mean, roller derby. Well, he was so violent that he got kicked out of roller derby because he was too violent. And his birthday number was the 13th. Now, certainly that was an extreme, but at the same token, caution, caution, caution. Now, here we have this birthday number 22. 22 is what is called in numerology a master number. It is a number that is an old soul number. And an old soul is a spiritual terminology of a spiritual vibration, if you will. It is someone who has a tremendous amount of spiritual experience, power, knowingness, who has volunteered to come into human form with one specific intention when all the dust settles, to serve humanity. And so the number 22 is kind of a toughie energetically for the human form to take on. Those twos in there, those double twos in there, are like double sensitivity, double intuitiveness. They are an energy that can be very picky, can be very detail-oriented. The number 22 temperament, personality, has the capacity to think big. That is one of the markers for the number 22. I tell people, think big. Do not keep your eye on the, yes, do the work that's in front of you, but always keep your eye on the bigger picture. 22 has a natural capacity to do that. And so as a consequence, they can really plan big, organize big, lead large projects, large organizations, CEO of a company. The number 22 is a master number, and it is very competent. But it also has to get out of its head, that logic, if you will, and use those twos, use its intuition, come up with practical solutions to manifest, again, with that intention of what is good for humankind. This is a big number. It is like a Himalayan sort of energy. The number 22 is called the master architect, the master builder numbers. Now, those twos can make someone who has a 22 birthday number a little high-strung, a little nervous. This is the most nervous of all the kind of come-day-go-day four temperament. This one's a little hyperactive. It's fidgety because there's also those twos are fearful, and they're like little antenna dishes walking around. And so they can kind of pick up other people's vibrations and energies, and they're trying to plug and make sense of all of that. So know that the 22 birthday number can be a little high strung, but it is most capable of magnificent accomplishments as well. They seem to be kind of propelled by large undertakings and major institutions of learning and business, like the World Bank, you know. And this shows up in children. Children, you can pick up a child's temperament, even though up to about 27, 8 years of age, they're greatly influenced by their birth months. Nevertheless, the inklings of their personalities do show through in that first lane of life, if you will. And a child who has a 22 birthday number might think bigger than a lot of his little playmates. He might have these large-scale plans. And so you as parents do not try to keep the child widgeted in a little pigeonhole to be like other children, because he or she has the capacity here in this lifetime to think on a large scale. This temperament can really transform kind of idealistic, you know, out there, idealistic ideas. They can transform them right into practical masterpieces. Encourage anyone who has a 22-4. They are the folks that think out of the box. They have that capacity intuitively, and they also have the capacity to take their intuitive ideas and bring them down into the earth form and apply them in very practical ways. Sometimes people have, like for the 11, if the birthday number is the 11, they're very idealistic, and they have great ideas that are kind of futuristic, but they don't always have the capacity, the practical capacity, to turn them into something functional. 22-4 does. It combines both of them. The issue with the 22-4 birthday number says that great care really needs to be exercised for them to live constructively, to kind of maintain balance in their lives, and by all means avoid the black arts, like witchcraft in any form. They are here to contribute to humanity in its highest form. So it's kind of a big responsibility. But the soul took it on. It said, this is what I need to work with, and I can do the job one way or the other. Now, what if your birthday number is a 31? Four. Still that four. Whenever there's a double number, whatever number leads the way is the more power, is the more powerful influence. So when we were looking at the number 13, one came first, then the three. So the one, that's why we had to caution them about being domineering, being bossy. That one likes to be the boss. Well, now here in the 3-1 birthday number, the three is leading the way. Now we have a horse of a different color. Still a four, still working with a three, still working with a one, and all that those two numbers mean. Anyone who has a 3-1 birthday number is kind of the higher octave of the 13, and they really have a great business mind. Their success is possible in all avenues of business. Remember I said with the other fours, we're more in the construction and engineering and methodical and corporation and all those A to B, B to C, C to D. But with a 31 birthday number, these folks are they have the potential to be successful in all avenues of business. Those avenues of business especially that require loyalty, hard work, discipline, and good economics, CFOs. They seem to have also, interestingly enough, an innate knowledge of all things of medicine and drugs. They just kind of know. Herbalism. Part of that is because the number three is that of a medium. And they have an innate knowingness about medical, medicines, herbs, things of the earth. Why? Because they've done them before. It's in their memory bank. They have a very strong sense of spirituality. Once again, that three is leading the way. The three is the code for a medium. But interestingly enough, they get a little fidgety when they're around mediums because they're not quite sure where it all fits together. They're coming off of their innate memory of everything, but they're trying to make logic about it, and we all know that mediumship is not a logical thing. It's a spiritual thing. So they get a little fluffed about the whole thing. They can be very strong-willed and very determined. But I'm telling you, that number three is the energy of Jupiter. Good luck. Little strokes of luck just fall in their lap. They are very blessed with a lot of good, original ideas. So they should put all their artistic talent out there. These are the artistic type, the salespeople, the singers, the dancers, those that can use all the creative abilities and be good business people while they're at it. A lot of creative people are great creative people, but they're not organized. They are sloppy little people. And they're, therefore, in many instances, not good bookkeepers or good accountants or this and that and the other. They don't like the structure. It's like putting on a girdle to them energetically. But the 31 has the best of both worlds. They're practical. They're grounded. They're creative. The woman, J.K. Rowling, she was born on the 31st. July 31st, in fact. And see what she did? She took her creative ideas and she put them into book form. And we all know where all that went. Let's go to the homepage of BBS Radio. And get ready to call in if you would like a 1 or 2 minute reading from me about your personal year that you are in. And all I need is your birth month and your birth day, and I'll probably ask you your age. So if you're calling from the United States, from US of A, the good old US of A only, 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. And if I went too fast, just go to the homepage of BBS Radio now, scroll down, and it will be right in the center of the page. So it's okay for you to call in now, and our engineer will interrupt me to take your call as I continue on with our show. We talked about the number 4, the geometric symbol for the number 4 is a square. So let's get that visualization up there. Works within a framework. Conservative. Structured. A to B, B to C, C to D. Well, now we are going to the total opposite. We're going to talk about the number 5. If number 4 was over here, number 5 is over there. If number 4 is considered conservative, number 5, to say the least, is liberal, libertarian, loosey-goosey, like a wild stallion running across the plains of Kansas. Hello, caller.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm delighted now. Thank you for calling in. And what is your month and day of birth?
Month is 07. Day is
7. Say it again.
21.
Okay. And what's your first name, honey?
Diana.
It's not Combs, is it? This isn't Diana Combs, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, let's just see what year you are in your 9-year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like the visit so far?
So far, so good.
Good. Well, you are in a 9-year. This year for you, are you self-employed?
Yes.
Okay, because I do see that right away here for you. And that's what you should be doing in this lifetime, self-employment. So that's excellent. Well, you know, you are in a 9-year, and a 9-year is about endings, finishing, and completions, as well as opportunities. And you're getting very close to July when your 1 year of new beginnings is going to start coming in here, Diana.
Good.
And if this year was a little difficult for you, know that the year that's on its way will be very successful.
Cool.
Because the 1 year that you are going into, I'm looking at your double numbers, mm-hmm. is that of achievement, success, opportunity, sometimes after maybe a 4-year period of struggling along here. How old are you?
61. I'll be 62.
Okay. And so, no. That there have been some changes. Boy, this has been kind of a powerful year for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. Out with the old. And, honey, you need to let it go. Whatever it is, whatever the resistance, it's almost all behind you now.
Thank
but,
you.
No, this has been a huge year of growth for you. And I'm not going to rule out, are you thinking about moving to a new home?
Almost yearly.
Well, I think that when you are 62 years of age here, that the potential is going to be very great for you.
Good.
Probably you're going to have to wait into 2008 to do so, mm-hmm. but I do see an indication here of a possible change in your home, and it will be very good for you.
Oh, good.
All right? So
absolutely.
You go for it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Diana.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Do we have another caller? Okay, let's continue talking about the number 5. I happen to like the number 5, but then you know. I like all the kind of liberal sorts of energies. The thing to think about the number five is freedom. Number five loves freedom. And that's why I always see this beautiful stallion just, you know, racing with its tail flying and its mane in the air, just racing across the open fields. So birthday number five, 14-5, 23-5. This number has only what are called three octaves, three rungs of the ladder, if you will. And so generally speaking, the number five is very adventuresome. These are Christine Christopher Columbuses. And if you have a child who was born in May or has the birthday number of a five, you just hold on to your hat. This child will probably find it difficult to be in school, in a regular, traditional school setting. And it's important for parents to understand that. In fact, I created a workbook available to you, just give me a call, that especially for parents to find out about their children. Certain numbers and formulas are particularly important in helping us understand about our children. So our grocery list of descriptives for the number five are that they're very versatile, they have great sexual attraction. The number five is the number of the physical body and the sexual energy of the physical body. Life kind of seems to bring change to them a lot, and they love the change, if truth were told. And sometimes they will, if their life gets too organized and too staid, they'll create turmoil just to create the change. Therefore, can we see that just maybe someone who has a five birthday number, temperament number, may not for a while be the best marriage material? The number five needs to be free. They need excitement. They need travel. They need different people. And to be tied down, this is what how they perceive it, to be tied down in an relationship that they might deem to be emotional entrapment can create problems in relationships. They create change often. Just to have some fun from it, to show that they are adaptable. The number five is a good communicator. Now, the difference between the number three of self-expression and the number five of communication is that the number three talks, doesn't always communicate. The number five can talk and get its point across. It can communicate. It's very gifted with words, and it exudes, you know, just like a perfume. It just exudes a magnetic personality. It loves to travel, meet new people, and can sell anything because they're good communicators. They have a joie de vivre, a joy of life, a magnetism that people want to be around them. Their success can be achieved in any field that requires good judgment, quickness. Number five is a mental number. Doesn't mean they're mental. It means the number, the energy, is a mental number. In numerology, we have emotional numbers and mental numbers. And the number five is a quick thinker. They think on their feet, if you will. So, they'll be good in sales, insurance, stocks, bonds. Now, what can absolutely make a parent or anyone who is involved with a temperament of the number five, whether it's 5, 14, 5, or 23, 5, is that they are risk takers. Kind of they'll jump off a cliff and then say, well, you know, maybe I should have. considered a bungee cord there as I'm floating to the bottom at fast pace. They're risk takers. And it shows up in a chart using another formula when I do private readings that some people, are coming into this lifetime with memories from past lifetimes of being humongous risk takers with very little discipline. It's okay to be a risk taker. I mean, we would still be in the Stone Age if we didn't have risk takers, or Christopher Columbus, or the astronauts. So we need risk takers or business people. But for Pete's sake, let's get the thing organized. There should be about 4 letters in a person's birth certificate name that have number 5 equivalents to them. I've done readings for clients where I have seen as many as 11 number 5s found in their birth name. That indicates that soul is coming into this incarnation with memories in its soul of colossal, impulsive, impatient, risk-taking on a lot of levels. It brings with it frustration, anger, impulsiveness, and impatience that when they come into this lifetime, they usually take on the number 4 as their purpose, which says, let's get all that risk-taking organized. And to the little soul, it's like hitting the wall. The number 5 birthday number, and remember, 5, 14, 5, 23, 5, all have the basic characteristics of the number 5. They can be very quick and very clever. They are non-traditional. And I tell you folks, usually a little rebellious. So hold that thought. If you can settle them down enough to logically, calmly explain to them why some things need to be done, and they can internalize the logic, they will be more cooperative. But just to shout at them and tell them to do something, you might as well just hang it up. Now, what if their birthday number is a 14-5? We step up the octave, we go up the ladder, and we have a 1 coming first and a 4. Oh. A 14-5 birthday number is someone who takes calculated risks. Still the risk taker, but that 4 throws into the pot a little bit organization. Calculated risk taker, still somewhat a little erratic, can kind of get itself into a whole bunch of trouble because it likes to shirk responsibility. Doesn't like responsibility because it's entrapping them. It is forcing them into the cosmic girdle. The number 14-5, especially in the early ages of life, early ages through the 20s into the 30s, all the way into the 30s, can have a tendency to overindulge in food, drugs, alcohol, sexual pursuits, and they need to work really hard to break these tendencies. I cannot rule out telling you that early pregnancies can occur with all of the 5s, and especially the plain 5 and the 14-5. 14-5 is a karmic number that says in past lifetimes there was abuse of drugs, alcohol, sex, addictions, and what have you. And the little soul coming into this lifetime just brings all that baggage with it. Okay, come on, we're going to try another lifetime because we had so much fun in the other one. And took too many risks and became hooked on the fun, the adventure of all those risks. And the 14 in this lifetime says, you may start out enjoying the joyride, But you will learn, easy way or hard way, to break that addiction pattern through moderation, asking yourself, do I need this or do I want this? Through having children early, with or without marriage, makes no difference to a 14-5, generally speaking, because that child forces them into responsibility. And their choice will be to take it on or not to take it on. The 14-5 coupled with a very structured mind is kind of a gambler at heart and really can take a calculated risk. But of all of the numbers can be the more successful of the plain old ordinary 5, there's somewhat of a prophetic nature to them. They like to work out in the public. They're good at following their hunches constructively, as long as they don't speculate blindly, you know. They kind of have to guard against being a victim of excesses. And because of the excesses, maybe overspending, gambling, too much drinking, too much wild and crazy life, bohemian lifestyle sometimes for a while, that can move them into destructive tendencies, and then we have credit card problems because they have, for instance, impulsive buying. I want what I want. They want that quick fix. That is the addiction pattern. And when I do charts, it shows up. It is rampant in many, many people's lives. And I try to help them understand what their issue is, get a consciousness about it, and then they will use their free will to break the pattern. 14-5 is one of the heavy-duty karmic codes. There's four of them in numerology that says, I am hooked. Energetically hooked on abuse of my physical body, of my emotional body, and then it moves into the psychological body. That says we're so hooked that we set up traumas and dramas in our life in order to get the adrenaline pumping in our system again, which gives us a high. Maybe we're not doing alcohol anymore, or we're not gambling anymore, or we're not doing drugs anymore. But I still need that adrenaline rush, so what do? I set up environmental and emotional dramas and traumas that challenge me. And I take on that adventure, and in getting myself all hepped up to deal with that drama and trauma, I get my adrenaline all psyched up, zinging around in my body. And then, when I overcome it and I come down, then I'm in withdrawal from that adrenaline rush of that drama and trauma. That, too, is a 14-5 addiction problem. Kind of subtle. It's kind of like the inner layers of a tight onion, you know what I mean? The others is very obvious. But when we get down to processing these deeper inner issues, it takes a while to figure them out. But 14-5 pops right off the page, and I know we are dealing with addiction that is coming into this lifetime from other lifetimes. Interestingly enough, these folks, I told you, they frequently have bad hair days. Now, you're going to laugh when you hear this, but Albert Einstein was born on the 14th, and we all know what his hair looked like. And Donald Trump is born on the 14th. And we all know what his hair looks like. And his hair is his trademark. Now, that doesn't mean everybody who's born on the 14th has bad hair days. But I know that from my experience, it's kind of one of the little, you know, indicators, if you will. It's kind of a funny thing to say. But they're wild and crazy with their hairdos. Now, what if your birthday number is a 23-5? a person who's very emotionally sensitive and creative and intuitive. They're good, quick thinkers, very versatile, adventuresome and restless too, yeah, but they're good communicators and they like excitement. They like excitement. Good on stage. They're very attracted to the opposite sex. They excel in all lines of promoting, decision making. They are born with magnetic hands. They're good huggers. Magnetic hands. So that says that their success can come like with chiropractors or healing arts or psychiatry or science, someplace where there are healing hands. Along with all of that, there's definitely a flair for dramatics, flair for writing. This vibration, this temperament, can really succeed as actors and dancers and performers, but they do have to guard against being ruthless and wide mood swings. Wide mood swings. If you think that you're having a big hour-long reading with me would really give you insight as to what your life is for this incarnation and what are your gifts and tools that you are bringing in here, go to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. All those little tabs up at the top, click on that readings and channelings. It's kind of best to start with what is called a natal reading because that gives you the big picture of this incarnation. It's all tape recorded. I include a little astrology printout. You get paperwork that is particular to you, your gifts, your tools, your challenge. You get a really nice little packet here. And then maybe you don't want that, but you want to know, okay, just tell me what's going on in 2007, Elizabeth. What are the themes? What are the issues? In detail. Using tarot card interpretations, astrology, as well as numerology. That's called a 12-month current year reading. You can have that, too, with volumes of information. All you have to do is go to my website, click that on, follow the yellow brick road, call me if you need help, and we will get you going. My newsletter is coming out for May in a couple days. I would love to hear from you. I very much value the fact that you have chosen to stay and visit with me this afternoon. And know that I think of you often and am always here to be with you, to help you, to serve you. And so until next time, know that you are loved, that all is well in your world. Say each day, today I am safe, stable, and secure. And until next time, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.